What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And by the way, this is hour number three of our program here. As you know, iHeartMedia is trying to emerge from bankruptcy and reorganization. And it looks like Liberty Media wants to snag it. And the Denver-based company is angling to take control of the broadcasting behemoth that they have more than 800 stations, including New York's Z100 and 103.5 KTU. And yes, they have one, actually two, here on Oahu. So basically, the idea is they want to create this soup to nuts toll taker for music lovers by combining iHeart with the other music companies, which include SiriusXM, as well as concert promoter Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Now, here's something that this gets, again, back to what I was saying about the employment situation. Apparently, Republican leaders are getting ready to push through a donor-backed amendment that would allow investors to import more college graduates from India to take jobs now held by American college graduates, who are, of course, struggling to repay those usurious student loans. And this Republican amendment puts 300,000 imported Indian temporary workers and 300,000 of their family members on a fast track to green cards, American jobs, citizenship, and the ballot box, but it provides no benefits to the middle-class Americans whose jobs are being taken away. Now, certainly from the donors who are behind this amendment, they're thinking solely in terms of the fact that they're going to get good, hard workers who are not that demanding in terms of pay because they're not struggling with the same kind of debt load America's graduates are dealing with. The other aspect of it has to do with our educational system, because the plain fact of the matter is our college graduates aren't what they used to be. Turning on down to south of the border, apparently migrants who are tired of waiting for the asylum process have started scaling the fence and entering the country. What I'm trying to find out is why the police aren't down there just arresting them and throwing them in trucks. But at least two dozen Central American migrants who claim they're disillusioned with the asylum process succeeded in breaching the U.S.-Mexico border by scaling a 10-foot-high metal fence. Now, apparently, they used blankets to get over the top of the barbed wire. And apparently, other migrants managed to squeeze through a section of fence on the coastal city's beach, according to Reuters. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm following this thing in France now pretty closely. I think this is really big implications for United States, Britain, Germany, a lot of these other countries that have gone to globalist-type government. Right now, I would say there's about a 50-50 shot that Monsieur Macron is going to probably be overthrown by his own people. Actually overthrown. I mean dragged out of his presidential palace. The thing that really got me going yesterday when I heard this is awesome to me, is police are starting to turn on Macron and siding with the crowd. They're taking their helmets off and going and saying, yep, and joining the crowd. And this is this is a serious sign than if this happened in the United States, because police are pretty much fractured. They're not really federalized, except for the Federal Bureau of Idiots and stuff like that. So, in France, also, a good part of the police, as a matter of fact, their elite police officers are actually part of the French army, the gendarmes, you know, they're part of the French army. When the army starts turning in you, it's over. He's done. They have had De Gaulle was almost there was almost a coup against De Gaulle, but De Gaulle, because he was such a nationalist, so popular, and he was considered a war hero from World War II and even from World War One. The military was not ready to do that to him, and that was over Algeria, by the way. De Gaulle decided it's time to cut Algeria loose. A lot of the military didn't want to do that, but again, he was so popular, they didn't. But it's not impossible. But this guy,
after that is when they tried to assassinate him.
Yeah, and he also tried to overthrow him. But this little clown, he doesn't have any clout at all. I don't think the military likes him. I don't think the people don't like him, obviously. The police don't like him. He's dragging France down. They're really just about almost a third world nation right now. Another show today I was listening to, they said the average Frenchman makes about $1,900 a month right now.
Yes.
Okay? And what they're living on. And yet, the gas, this little nerd raised the gas to close to $7 a gallon now, and over to stupid global warming. And the people aren't going for that. And what I think next, if this happens, I think Miss May there in Britain and Miss Merkel in Germany, they better watch it, because I think they're next. I think the people in these countries are sick and tired of these clowns, and I think they're ready to drag
it. It's already happening in Belgium and the Netherlands. This thing could definitely spread.
Yeah, it could. So, I mean, while what I'm concerned about too now is that France, this idiot might pull some kind of, like Theresa May already did with the Skripal affair. They might pull some kind of a false flag, trying to say Russia did this, Russia did that, and that these a guy like Macron and Merkel and May and Theresa May there, they are crazy enough. And remember, they don't have any kids. If they think they can save themselves, or just bring the whole world down with them and start World War III. This is how crazy they are. So,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, if it does look like there's going to be a global revolt, World War III will be on for real. So they can maintain control because historically nothing has united a populace more than being at war and saying, we're going to stand with our leader and our flag and our country. It's going to be kind of hard to sell wars at the same time you're preaching globalism. But anyway.
Now, my hope is, though, that Putin remains the kind of guy he is, understands what's going on, and uses utmost restraint, and that maybe Trump will finally get it through his thick head that he doesn't want to get involved in this. And he says he's against globalism, and will be on the side of, really be on the side of nationalism, and won't go along with these European nutcases there. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I think the whole globalist push is starting to fall apart. And again, it's because liberals completely misunderstand human nature. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go here. I've got a lot of news to cover, and we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, we're talking about immigration, and Representative Pramila Jayapal, who is a Democrat from Washington State, said that she helped five migrants enter the United States. She said that two were so-called unaccompanied minors, or people who claimed to be under the age of 18. It's not clear how she got the migrants into the country, but she said they were initially denied entry. Now, that's a Title VIII violation. Why isn't somebody arresting her? Meanwhile, the caravans, wherever they are all of a sudden finding themselves leaderless. And apparently the caravan organizers have simply dumped the migrants, meaning they're no longer bringing in food and water and everything else. And this group, Pueblo San Fronteras, now says they have nothing to do with the caravan, and they've skipped town. So a lot of people are saying this might basically be the end. The caravans failed. Meanwhile, down in Tijuana, officials are saying the caravan costs the city up to $40,000 per day just to clean up the mess and take care of all of this. Nancy Pelosi is saying that once she's back, Speaker of the House, she's going to be passing illegal alien amnesty. They're going to get the DREAM Act through there. We're going to make all these illegals legal citizens and Democratic voters. That's assuming the Senate would go along with that and that Trump won't veto it. And here it's getting a little weird. Out in Los Angeles, there's a group called Al Otro Lado, to the other side. It's guiding the migrants. It's helping them come on in. And its litigation director, Erica Pinheiro, is on the scene telling the migrants how to make sure they don't just get into the United States, but get as many benefits from its government as possible. And apparently some of the literature being put out by this group is talking about getting together and overthrowing President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, census records are confirming 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. That's 4.6 million households as of 2014, and certainly it's going to be a lot worse now. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Ken in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
I'm coming from the factory floor, so you can take this for what it's worth. First off, we'll talk about the layoffs and everything. According to people here on the factory floor, union and management officials, they're all saying that the Ford Motor Company cuts, I can't speak to GM because I don't work there, the Ford Motor Company cuts are going to be mostly done in Europe because they're hemorrhaging money like crazy. Some are going to happen here in the state, but nothing that should affect the hourly people. It should all be everybody in Dearborn and management. And as far as, I don't see us losing too many factory jobs here in the state.
Okay, well, I'm glad that the Ford cuts are coming mostly in Europe. I heard a number of like 25,000. But the thing is that while these car companies are struggling to basically just stay solvent, the core issue remains the same. People don't have money to buy these cars. And so it is going to continue to deteriorate and decline. We may be in a crash right now. It's a slow motion crash. It's not like a one-day event like, back in 1929, but it is definitely a slow decay of the economy.
Money to buy the cars. I have a 10-year-old Ford, and I just recently found out it has a leak, and the part that is leaking is $262. So it's not, yes, we don't have the money to buy the car. We don't have the money to fix the car. And I work on the factory floor, and I can't fix my car.
That's where we are right now. I mean, of course, a big reason for all of that high-priced stuff is to get you to buy these extended auto warranties, which is just another way of getting more money out of you. Anyway, listen, Ken, I got to get back to the news. Thank you for the insight from the factory floor. And we're going to let you go.
Bye-bye.
Okay, getting on back to immigration and globalism. Apparently, Denmark has decided they will send their rejected asylum seekers to live on a remote island located in the freezing Baltic Sea. The island is currently home to animal research laboratories and crematoria. Boy, there's an odd economy there here. But basically, Immigration Minister Inger Støjberg said, if you are unwanted in Danish society, you should not be a nuisance to ordinary Danes. They are undesirable in Denmark, and they must feel it. So people are really pushing back against the open borders. Now, as you know, the United Nations is pushing this migration pact, and more countries are starting to pull away from it, realizing it is an attack by the United Nations on their national sovereignty and their right to control their own borders here. So a Swedish member of the European Parliament, Christina Winberg, is out there saying there is no human right to migrate here. It just does not exist. And so they're rejecting that whole idea. And a lot of countries, it sounded good when they did it, you know, symbolically. But now that countries are actually having to look at this idea of having the UN mandate absolutely permanently open borders and looking around at what's happening to their cities and their culture and their economy, yeah, they're getting cold feet. And I'm sure that George Soros has spent a huge amount of money pushing this agenda. A lot of other people have been pushing it as well. The UN is certainly in favor of it, but they really didn't think it all the way through as whether they were going to be able to pull it off. Because it doesn't look to me like they can. And they may actually do exactly the opposite and shatter countries apart. Getting on down to Great Britain, and again, for those of you who missed it earlier in the show, for the first time in history, Theresa May's Tory party was found in contempt of Parliament for withholding vital information about her version of the Brexit deal. And they're now saying they will publish all of the relevant information. But as of right now, it looks like the vote on Theresa May's deal is going down to defeat. And with it, will probably take her prime ministership, possibly even her entire government. On the other side, over at the European Court of Justice, their Advocate General Manuel Campos Sanchez Bordona has declared that Great Britain can simply unilaterally withdraw its Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty notification. All it takes is a parliamentary vote, and yeah, we'll just hand it back to you and pretend like none of this ever happened. And it's another unholy alliance of domestic and foreign interests who are working to reverse the 2016 result. And before you go ahead and do that, you'd better take a look at what's going on in Paris, France right now, or all over France. Because I think the Europeans have just been pushed right to the very edge. It's Les Miserables all over again. Now, earlier in the context of pressure on the American worker and more foreign-born workers coming in to take jobs of college students, comes this little story. This is at Columbia University, was found in a PowerPoint presentation trusting students to assess themselves, basically promoting the idea of letting students write their own grades. It will promote inclusive grading. Or, as one of my readers wrote on in, how to have a PhD the easy way. I can just see it 4 years from now. Look, Columbia University, the 4.0 school. Well, if the students are going to grade themselves, of course they're going to give themselves good grades. And again, removes an incentive to study harder. Okay, last week we had this story that came out of Oakland University about how they were going to arm teachers with hockey pucks to defend against mass shootings. It turns out that story was a hoax. It's a PR stunt. The issue being that the faculty want the university to buy more secure locks for the dorms. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
Extendivite. made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk a little bit about the world of computers. And there has to be a remedy for this next one here. Apparently, Wells Fargo has admitted that a computer glitch led to more than 500 customers losing their home. Now, the bank announced that an underwriting error had caused it to incorrectly reject some 870 home loan modifications, resulting in the bank foreclosing 545 homes. And everybody's saying, how could this happen? And is Wells Fargo going to give these people back their homes? 545 homes just gone from, oh, it's a computer glitch. You know, we didn't mean to do wrong. It's just a computer glitch. I would imagine that probably most of those homes have already been resold. So I hope those homeowners get together and have a class action lawsuit. Or maybe it's just time for some good old-fashioned tar and feathers. Now, the Anti-Defamation League has given the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, an award for censoring online speech. The award is called The Courage Against Hate for blocking people like, well, Alex Jones, whom Tim Cook describes as a violent conspiracy theorist. Now, I've known Alex Jones for a lot of years. We don't get along very well. In fact, right now we're not on speaking terms, but I have never known him to be violent or to encourage violence. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody's free to correct me on that one. But certainly in the many times that I was on his program, he did not encourage violence. Anyway, now then, this is the Christmas shopping season. It's also the Christmas shoplifting season. And these scammers who are having their own shopping list, Christmas list to deal with, are out in force. And I had a listener email me saying that she'd gotten a phone call from somebody posing as a Social Security agent wanting her Social Security number. Now, she hung up on him, then Googled the phone number that had shown up in the caller ID, and it turned out to be the official Social Security phone number. So she called the Social Security Administration, and they said, yeah, it's a fraud. The scammers are using spoofed ID phones where you can pretend to be anybody that you want to be, and it's a big headache. I can understand if you want to be anonymous, but people posing as others. I mean, one of the ways the telemarketers are trying to get around people who don't want to talk to them is when they call you up, they'll spoof a phone number that looks like it's very near where you live. So you'll think it's somebody maybe you know or just met. So be on guard, because the scammers are out there and the government is too busy fighting amongst itself and bombing the rest of the world to really care about it. Over at Apple, again, the outlook is not good. And Apple is already having to resort to promotionals and price cuts to try and get people to buy the iPhone X. Part of the problem, of course, is the market is saturated. They've sold a lot of those phones, and that's a really, really good thing. And again, people don't have the money to buy the latest and greatest just so they can have the latest and greatest. They're going to use those phones until they absolutely stop working. Then they'll go on and see about the best deal they can get. And even then, they won't buy the latest one. They'll just buy one that's maybe one or two beyond what they have. But apparently Apple has started moving much of its marketing staff to work on methods of boosting iPhone sales. A person familiar with the matter described it as a fire drill and basically confirms that Apple's devices are selling below expectations. And another part of the issue, of course, is that Apple over the years is starting to evolve toward being a single product company. Yes, they still make laptop computers and a few other things like that, but the focus has been on the iPhones. That's their big marketing push. That's their big money maker, except it's not making money anymore and their stock performance is off. Of course, today everybody's stock performance was off. It's a good thing those buildings on Wall Street are air conditioned and you can't open the windows or it would have been raining brokers today. Meanwhile, over at Microsoft, they are announcing plans to kill off its Edge browser and create a new browser based on the same technology as Google's Chrome. So apparently, Microsoft is throwing in the towel. Once again, they tried to have a slightly different HTML, and people just didn't want to bother with it. I think we're all getting sick of Microsoft's arrogance. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we all know what speed cameras are. Just drive down, you're going too fast, or you make a wrong turn, you get mailed a ticket. And most of us generally drive keeping an eye out for them. But apparently, somebody has now developed a police speed camera that watches drivers from almost a mile away. Got to be a heck of a lens on that thing. But that's how they're going to get around people who are watching for the speed cameras. And this is Big Brother stuff. And, you know, police shouldn't be filming innocent people inside their cars without their knowledge unless they're suspected of a crime or driving dangerously. But, of course, the speed cameras take your picture if you set off the speed camera. To confirm it's really you behind the wheel. Most of the studies involving these speed cameras are showing they do not, in fact, increase traffic safety. It's just another way of sucking money out of the general population. Some years back, there was actually an interesting experiment conducted in Europe where they decided to remove the clutter of traffic signs and gratuitous lights along the roads. And traffic safety went up because people weren't just constantly trying to read all the traffic signs while they were driving along, and they paid more attention to the road in front of them. But I'm sure that the lobby for the company that makes traffic signs would say, oh, no. More traffic signs, the better here. Okay, this one I'm kind of on the fence with. And there's a story over at the Organic Prepper. In New York State, there's a gun bill on the table that would require would-be firearm purchasers to turn over 3 years of their social media history and 1 year of their internet search history if they want to buy a gun. And the police would go through there looking for anything that might indicate that you are not a fit person for a weapon. And on the one hand, there's that privacy violation. And on the other hand, I do think there needs to be some kind of a mechanism to not allow potentially dangerous people to acquire a firearm. And because they're not willing to start talking about the link between prescription antidepressants and violent behavior, like I said, I'm rather torn about this. It's definitely that there's a good side and a bad side to all of this. All right. Apparently, there's been yet another recall of ground beef for salmonella. 5.1 million pounds of ground beef have been pulled from shelves. It comes 2 months after the USDA issued a recall of 6.5 million pounds of beef from the same manufacturer, JBS Tolson Incorporated, which is the third largest producer in the U.S. and the top meat packager in the world. That is a lot of cows that got killed for nothing here. Russia is, well, they have said no to GMO. They are now the world's largest exporter of non-GMO food. And while the Western world cozies up to Monsanto and other corporations producing GMO crops, Russia is ramping up the production of its own organic GMO-free produce and is set to become the world's biggest exporter. And they will find customers. They will definitely find customers out there. I wonder if buying non-GMO food will be cited as an excuse to see you as a Russian stooge. You're refusing to eat GMO. You must be working for Vladimir Putin. Here's another example of how America's corporations are being rather reckless with their product here. There's a chemical called diethyl phthalate. It's used in perfumes and cosmetics. It's only banned by the European Union in significant concentrations this year. It's been found out this could trigger the early onset of puberty in girls. And apparently methylparaben does exactly the same thing. This is another chemical found in high street body lotions and hand creams. Anyway. Apparently, there is new research showing that statins are not the miracle medicines they've been out to be. In fact, recent research has shown statins actually pose a threat to heart health and are linked to an increase, not a decrease, of arterial calcification. And of course, the pharmaceutical industry is out there saying, oh no, we've got to pass more of these prescriptions, even for people who don't have any heart problems. It's a preventative. It's a preventative, just pushing this. But apparently there is this research that was done up in Switzerland saying that for most people, the dangers from the statins outweigh the possible benefits. But it makes money. And that's all that's really important. It makes money. Okay. As you know, there's this hashtag MeToo movement, and it's been very disruptive to our society because it basically allows women to go on out and say, oh, yes, I got raped. They abused me. Accusation equals guilt. Sexual assault is a serious crime that even innocence should not be used as a defense here. So psychologist Bettina Amt has claimed that the global Me Too feminist movement has granted women a license to destroy men, as we saw during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And the psychologist and author controversially blamed the feminist movement for throwing false accusations of rape and violence at men, and went as far as to label feminism as a destructive force in our society. And yes, it's proven to be that way, both currently, and we went through it back in the 1990s, the militant feminist movement. Now, feminism started out with high ideals: equal pay for equal work, equal access to education, equal access to credit. Who could not agree with that? And then the movement got hijacked, and it went militant, and it started bashing males and screaming, all males are rapists. And even back then in the 1990s, encouraging false accusations of rape, and a lot of innocent men got sent to jail. Anyway, over in Ireland, at the Irish College of General Practitioners, there was a meeting about the government's plans to legalize abortion starting on the 1st of January, and the doctors were told they would have to comply with this law. And a lot of the doctors just walked on out. 300 doctors attended this meeting, and a lot of them just walked on out saying that, you know, they have a conscience. They don't agree with it. Now, to me, the obvious simple solution is going to be refer the women who want an abortion to the doctors who are willing to do that and leave these other guys alone. But based on precedent we've seen in our own country, they're going to be told, you will bake that cake with the gay couple on there. I'm sorry, you will do the abortion here. It's hard to have a conscience in this day and age. It really, really is. Okay, a little bit of good news from NASA. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft has finally arrived at asteroid Bennu more than 2 years after blasting off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. I'm wondering why they stopped calling it Cape Kennedy. Anyway, the basically it's an ambitious mission to study a near-Earth object. And, of course, it's not the first time we've seen a spacecraft get close to an asteroid, but this is a much larger, more ambitious mission, including a sample return. And OSIRIS-REx will spend the next year in orbit around its target before dropping down briefly so it can scoop up a sample of dirt and rock from the surface and bring it back to Earth. And that will be interesting to see what they find there. Oh, now you're going to love this story. You probably saw this on the news today. Yesterday, supposedly the civil trial against Jeff Epstein, the billionaire pedophile, was supposed to start. And almost immediately they've announced that Jeff Epstein had agreed to a settlement. It's described as a victory for survivors. There's a financial settlement. The details are being kept confidential. Well, basically, I think there were a lot of people who didn't want that case in court because some embarrassing things were going to be coming on out. Certainly it would be embarrassing for Epstein himself. And now, of course, they get to seal it all back up, and that will be the end of it. But don't forget, the royal family were caught up in this as well. Prince Andrew was photographed with one of Epstein's girls, and it was listed as an exhibit in this court case. So the British government, on top of everything else they're dealing with, may have come on in and say, we'll help pay for this. Let's just settle it down. So anyway, now, a while back, we were talking about this scientist in China who had created genetically modified babies, which went in, ignited a firestorm of controversy. Well, apparently he is now missing. The Chinese government came on in and said, shut it all down. You're not going to do this. Now he has not been seen for some time. So what's going on? Has he been arrested? There's a rumor he's arrested. Or he may be heading to someplace else where he can do this research. But the danger with this gene editing babies is that it could be used for bad purposes. What if you create human beings that are dependent on something supplied by the pharmaceutical industry merely to stay alive? Or the fact that he was out there, his stated goal was to create humans who were more resistant to HIV. But HIV is a huge moneymaker for the big pharmaceutical corporations. And we know over the last several years, there have been a lot of strange deaths of medical researchers who are working on things like cures for cancer, or the fact that cancer may be artificially induced. So if he was out there able to cure all these diseases before the child is born, that's a major, major financial loss. Major loss. Okay. A little while back, at Goucher College near Baltimore, about a month ago, students found backwards swastikas and racist graffiti scrawled in the bathroom stalls, and a list of names or dorm numbers for black students was also found. And of course, it ignited this huge incident about, you know, racism, Nazis. And Goucher President Jose Bowen and other campus officials wrote a letter to students about the incident. And the administrators wrote, the tags were made with permanent marker and included hateful, threatening, and racist graffiti, which was specifically anti-black and anti-Latin, Latinx, or Latino. And these writings were similar to a November 14th incident, which also included a backwards swastika, which, by the way, is generally a dead giveaway. Something's wrong here. So police investigated the writing, and the day after the letter was published, November 30th, the police had their suspect. And it turned out to be Finn Arthur, one of the African-American students named in the list. He has been charged with two counts of malicious destruction of property and released on his own recognizance. In other words, it's another hate crime hoax. It's amazing. From the world of politically correct thought and reminding us that our vocabularies are going to be dwindling. If you're my age, you've probably heard phrases like bringing home the bacon, or put all your eggs in one basket. Well, these are now offensive speech. And no, we're not talking about Muslims here. Apparently, vegetarians, vegans and vegetarians, they're made uncomfortable by the word bacon. Poor, poor souls. Those darlings. It is just absolutely insane out there. I mean, at the rate this is going, virtually every word in the English language is going to be declared offensive to somebody. What is we supposed to do after that? Use sign language? Smoke signals? An Aldous lamp? Okay. Somebody just posted this story over at whatreallyhappened.com. How the CIA used feminism to destabilize society. Well, if that was the stated intent, they sure got that one right. It did destabilize society. Aaron Russo, also shortly before his passing, came on out and said, feminism was created to destabilize society, to tax women, and set up the New World Order. And that was a big result of what happened back in 1990. Now, when I was a kid, again, you had stay-at-home mothers and working fathers, and that worked. But in the 1990s, women were being told not that they had the choice to go out and work in the world, but that they had to, that there was something wrong with them if they didn't. And, of course, this increased taxation opportunity for the government, And most families found out they were actually financially worse off because between the higher taxes they were paying and the child care costs, they actually had less left over. And I'm not surprised that so many families are going back to one working parent, one caretaker. It really does work. The problem when both parents are working, who's raising the children? TV, computer games, Common Core. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And Christmas is under attack. I mean, it's bad enough that it's been transformed into just this glorified marketing opportunity, but now the traditions, the memories are being taken apart. They're complaining about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. apparently in their crosshairs right now, is this classic Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's not specifically about Christmas, but it's traditional winter fare. And it's this couple singing together in front of a fireplace, and he's trying to get her to basically stay longer. And that's now considered offensive because it promotes date rape. One of the other commentators said, what is this unmarried couple doing together alone in the first place? I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. They're taking on the movie A Christmas Story, about how it's all about, you know, it's all about children's pain and it's all about consumerism. Okay, fine. Be Ebenezer Scrooge and just go home and let the rest of us play, because I grew up in a time and place with very strong historical traditions, and I want to be left alone. I want you to stop coming on in and telling me that everything that I like is a problem for you, because I just don't care anymore. I am sick and tired of all the whining and the presumed arrogance that somehow I am subordinate to your wishes. Please don't do that. You're offending me. Yes, massa. Yes, massa. Yes, massa. It really is out of control here. Okay, apparently somebody sent in another article here about speed camera protests. Apparently there are big problems in Australia, Belgium, France, New Zealand, and South Africa, where people are just declaring all-out war and finding ways to damage and disable the cameras here. Belgium, which is, by the way, has their own yellow vest protests right now, may actually collapse. Their government may collapse over that United Nations Migration Pact. And, of course, this document has been boycotted by Italy, France, Poland, Israel, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Australia, Slovakia, Hungary, and Austria. They've all rejected it in favor of stronger border controls. It's failing. The open borders agenda, the globalism agenda, it's all coming apart. It may get very ugly before it's all over. So, all righty. Apparently, Sandy Hook's Leonard Posner is now suing Professor James Fetzer and his publisher over a book questioning the official story of Sandy Hook. So they're going to keep using the lawfare to try and silence anybody who refuses to believe as they're being told to believe. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got some stuff I got to get done this afternoon. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Use private conversation. Bring back the art of the conversation. Don't bother with corporate social media. It's even more heavily filtered than before. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really need your help. We could use your help over at whatreallyhappened.com as well. So have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. And aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.